that in hip hop audio review. Dame Dollar, different on levels the Lord allowed. Look, Ken, I'm going straight in. Dame Dollar is by far the best basketball rapper ever. Shaq, I know you went platinum. You got joints with goddamn Biggie and Pac and all that. You know what I'm saying? Legendary type shit. AI, I appreciate you. But none of y'all niggas is fucking with Dame Lillard, bro. Mm. Because if Dame Lillard was not the all-star basketball player he is.
Don't say it.
I don't think he would have been Drake or anything like that. I don't think he would have been on that level. But I think he could have made it as a rapper.
No.
No?
No.
So you don't think he could have a career as a rapper?
No.
So wait, hold on. So this was just answer you?
No, he can rap. It's a well-produced album. Like, it's a well-produced manufactured album.
It's a good project.
It's not bad. It's actually good.
It's a damn.
I don't know if it's good, man.
Why?
It's not bad, but I don't know. Like, if it feels too right.
What type of take is that? what does that mean? You gotta expound on that.
Because it's like, okay, you can rap. It's like when you, it's like an industry plant. Like, you can rap. But it's like almost you're going to have people in your corner kind of making sure that no shit go out whack. Like, look, he has, look at all the help he has.
No, I know.
This motherfucker got Lil Wayne on mm-hmm. here.
Mozzie.
Which Lil Wayne fucking killed that shit.
He did.
Mozzie was fucking nice, too.
He was.
This motherfucker got fucking Q-Tip.
Snoop.
Fucking Raphael Sadiq. Snoop Dogg. Fucking Dogg. Come on, man. Like, you jumping out here at an advantage. Of course, you're Dame Dollar, so, or Damian mm-hmm. Lillard. If you call and say, hey, man, I need a verse, people are going to pick up the fucking phone okay. and jump on here. So it's like, where's the grind? Where's the fucking I got it out of the mud? Where is that?
Because he's not a rapper first. He's a ball player first.
So, yeah, he's cheating. He's cheating the process.
He's not cheating the process. It's just his process is different. So Shaq cheated, but Shaq wasn't really a rapper like that. Shaq is an entertainer.
He's actually not bad though. I know if you're listening to this, because if we review one of Dame's projects, he will watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he will watch it.
Ken, honestly, man, look, I guess I could understand where you're coming from with the take that it sounds too clean. You're 100% right because. Dame skipped the process of figuring out the sound, right? Mm-hmm. Because of the level of resource he has, it is only a phone call away. And you're 100% right. Like, the best people in the game isn't going to let him flounder. He doesn't have to learn from mistakes. Like, he could just learn in real time, mm-hmm. right? So, yeah, in terms of cheating that process, I give you that. Okay, fine. He cheated that process. But it... You can cheat the process and still sound cheap. And he don't sound cheap. You know, and the thing I like about Dame as a rapper is that he sounds like a dude that could rap with the greatest rappers or can make commercial music. Cause overnight with Blast, or that's how you say it, Blast.
Yeah, Blast.
You know, like that's something that I can hear on the radio. And also the way that Dame is able to change up his tonality, his melody. And like Dame does not sound like an amateur.
No, he doesn't. And I was surprised by that.
Yeah, right. And to me, that's
he's way better than Zoe. Lonzo.
100%.
Jesus Christ. Lonzo was bad.
Zoe's on some other stuff. But Dame, to me, it's like, I think that if he had more time to dedicate to music, he can be... I'm not going to say one of the best in the game, mm-hmm. but he would be somebody we would talk about. We the same way we talk about Mickey Fax, not in terms of the lyrical ability, maybe, I don't know, but just like where he is on the level Smoke Dizza, you know what I'm saying? On the level that he is as a rapper, Dame, I think, could have got to that mm-hmm. if he only rapped.
Well, the way you keep getting put out of the playoffs, you have plenty of time to rap. Oh, just saying. That, maybe he should go to L.A. But nah, I was, because, you know, when I hear about fucking damn NBA player, because, you know, everybody know the saying about NBA players and rappers. I'm like, here go another one. But But I know people have been saying he can rap, but sometimes people be nice to these motherfuckers. You know, and that ain't what we do. We never been nice. So I thought it was just a lot of hype and people just don't want to say anything to offend a brother. But he's actually not bad, you know, and I think that I don't know if he can have a career doing this. But I think compared to a lot of other people, he definitely jumps out a little bit more ahead than most. So, but yeah, I think there's like again, right one with Lil Wayne. Like, is it Lil Wayne on this shit? But Lil Wayne had a hell of a verse.
I never heard of Jane Hancock, but she was dope too.
Yeah, me either.
She's like a Dej Loaf.
Yeah.
At a different octave.
Oh, that Raphael Sadiq track. That shit was nice too.
That shit was hard.
Yeah.
I like the Meditate joint with Q-Tip too.
Oh, yeah.
I like that beat on that.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised that that's what Q-Tip was on.
Yeah, me too. But, man, this nigga Mozzie though, bro.
Yes, sir.
Damn.
Yes, sir. I think he's probably one of the most underrated West Coast niggas now. Like, I think he's elevated to that. But, yeah, man, Ken, look. I don't know. This doesn't really have much replay value for me. You know what I'm saying? And it's only because, you know, and I got to take a shot at you. It's not much of a drought anymore in hip hop. Like, there's a lot of music out. But if we were in a drought season, I could see this having more replay value for me. But because there's so much shit that just recently released, I just don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't know if this is what my ears want to come back to. Mm. But that Meditate, man, that shit hard.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is hard.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a bad listen at all. I was actually thankful that he wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. Like, gee, thank God, shit. I agree with you. I think replay value, I don't think is there for me. But in terms of overall quality of a project, I definitely think the quality was there.
100%. All right, so 12 songs, 35 minutes. Did you have favorites?
Give me Meditate. Give me Right One. Give me Goat. And Overnight.
Bet. So for me, give me Overnight. Give me Right One. Give me IYKYK. I don't know what the hell that, you know, I know they say it in the hook, but, you know. Give me Meditate. And give me Goat. But look, guys, again, Den and Hip Hop, you know how we does, DE365, we have not missed one. Ken, we only have, literally, we're going on the last 2 months of the last quarter of the year. Mm-hmm. We done did 75% of the entire 2021. So we're down to the last quarter. You know what I'm saying? We want y'all to grind it out with us, man. You know, again, we appreciate all of the support, the daily listens, the daily support. The next week that we are going to do, Mike Seaton's going to be heavily involved. We're going to try to get Shelton involved, you know what I'm saying? So that should give you guys just a little bit more of a gem. You know what I'm saying? Shelton primarily jumps on what type of reviews. There you go. Also, Mr. Disrespect, a.k.a. Buck 20, a.k.a. Yo Mama Side Nigga, that's also fucking her daughter. It is what it is. He's going to be involved in those joints too. So we love you guys. Stay tuned, as in the next couple of reviews, I will disclose who the artist is going to be for the next week that we do. But again, we love you guys. We out. Peace.